wanted to thank everybody who was involved in the mother-daughter dinner on Friday. That was a good time, a lot of good food and activity. And so thank you for if you've worked on that or was a part of that in any way. And the young people had a good time yesterday going to the food bank in McKeesport, and that was a good thing, passing out many items and over a ton of potatoes. So that's a lot of moving potatoes around. So that was a good blessing and some good things happening in there. Chuck Swindoll is a good speaker. He had some tests for parenting and motherhood that I thought were helpful and a bit humorous. Some of them will bring back memories for you, and some you're experiencing right now, maybe, if you have little ones around. Remember, the Bible tells us that if you're somebody who knows Christ, you have the impact of a godly mother or a godly father or brother or sister in somebody's life. So there are a lot of spiritual moms out there that change people's lives in a great way. So thank you if you're a mom at home and loving little ones or teenagers up toward Christ, or if you're a spiritual mom and have that kind of impact as you meet people throughout the week. Remember, Jesus said in the gospel lesson, this one's my mom. Anybody who hears God's word and puts it into practice. So Jesus was complimenting his mom, and he was complimenting anybody who would have a heart for God's word and wanted to live it out. So those are good things. But these are the parenting tests that Chuck Swindoll had. Let's see if you pass them. First is the mess test. Mess test. Take peanut butter and rub it on the couch at home, rub it on the walls, leave it there for a week, and then go clean it up. And take a fish stick, half eaten, put it behind your television, return several months later, and find the results. That's mess test number one. How about the toy test? See if you pass the toy test as a parent or a mom. Purchase a 50-pound box of Legos. Spread them on the floor throughout the house. Blindfold yourself. Take your shoes off. And walk from one room to the next. Try not to say, ouch. There's the feeding test. Suspend a half-gallon jug from the ceiling on a rope. Swing it back and forth. And attempt to put spoonfuls of soggy Cheerios in the swinging jug, all while pretending to be an airplane. That's some of you have done that. Then there's the night test. I think it's the most realistic. Get a 15-pound bag of sand, wet it, carry it around from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., humming. Put the sand down, set the alarm for 10, repeat the process till 11 p.m., put the sand down, set your alarm for 3, get up and do that again. Do that for the next 4 years. Rise at 6 a.m. to make everybody breakfast. Be cheerful. And then there's the money test. Go to the drugstore and the clothing store. Put your credit card on the counter and tell the clerk to help himself. So that's a part of your love as a mom or a parent. Purchase a newspaper, read it quietly for the last time in your life. There's one of the best motivational verses for family life or for parenting is in the Old Testament in the book of Joshua, where Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's a place where Joshua says, God is the head of my house. The Lord is in charge of everything that we do. So I'm going to build my house on that rock of knowing God and following His ways. To not have God at the head of the house is to build your family life on the sand. Rains will come on everybody's house. Family life is difficult, challenging. There's thousands of blessings in it. And without God, our families will take a hit in a great way. And so Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And for moms, your life is really one of the best sermons your children are going to hear on a regular basis. You're that influence in their life that's going to be around them probably as much as anybody else. And they'll see how you follow God, and they'll follow God like you do, mom and dad. So the grace and mercy and truth of Christ in your own life, so important. Ask the Lord to keep feeding your soul. I think almost as a natural divine intervention, the Lord gives moms a natural tendency to point their children to God. And to say, you know, even moms recognize, I can't be there all the time, but God will be there for you, son or daughter. Please put your trust in Him. That's what all families want for their young ones. And there's a promise that if we point our kids to the Lord, it'll bring benefits later on. Promises from Proverbs chapter 22. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. That's God makes a promise. Point them towards Christ. Eventually, they will follow Christ. And there'll be ups and downs and many bumps and bruises on the way. But God has His hand with those who point the children to themselves. And moms do that in a great way. Home life is first base for evangelism and discipleship. You might think, well, if the church would just teach this way, then my kids would be greater. If this Sunday school teacher would just shape up, you know, little Johnny would begin to be an angel. But really, the best teacher for your child, mom and dad, is you. It's you. And you're teaching them about the Lord so many hours each day. You know, it really makes up for and teams up with the church in a healthy way, with what the greater body of Christ does. But you're the one that's going to have the most influence. So what a great opportunity, great responsibility. God has providentially put you in influence over your children. He picked you. Have a confidence in that. You're the mom for them. You're the dad for them. You might be a spiritual mom for them if their own mom's not around so much. So take that mantle of you're like the missionary to whatever young ones are around you. You're the missionary they'll remember the most. You're the missionary who'll pray for them the most. They'll pray for you someday, but believe it or not. So that's such a blessing, family life that God has put up. We aren't to idealize it. Many pains, much brokenness, probably the greatest heartache you'll experience will be in home life. That's because it means the most to you, but also the greatest benefits and rewards and togetherness. Anytime we get a chance to spend time as a foursome, it is just, it gets loud and it gets unpredictable, but it is really nourishment for the soul of the four of us. So take that for your own soul. And, thank the Lord for family life. A.B. Simpson once wrote a very important quote about moms and how they felt about little ones. He said, "A mother would rather be penniless than to see her child come to great spiritual harm. For that child is more than life to her." That's something only God could put in a heart, you know. More than life to a mom is what happens to her child. She wants God's way for her child. And she wants the child to grow and know Christ. And my children are still young enough to say, well, not quite sure what to do in the future. But whatever they do or whatever vocation God chooses for them, they could be farmers or gardeners or botanists or teachers or whatever God calls them to, I want them to follow Christ. I don't care where they work. I care who they work for, that they work with the Lord and for Him. That's the most important thing. And I'm sure when you think about your family life, it's the same motivation. A mom would say, more than life itself is what happens to my young one. And that's the heart of God in there. As a young pastor, I preached one time about putting God first, people second, and things last in family. Think about that. The Lord, people, and then things. And our tendency in today's world is to put things, people, the Lord comes in third place. We don't do well when the Lord comes in third place. We do well when the Lord comes in first place. That's when the house is strong. And I said, it's better for a household, for example, to have bare floors, no rugs on the floors, very little furniture, than to neglect putting the children towards Christ in some direct manner. We had two carpet salesmen in our church. He said, thanks a lot. But the illustration was to put Christ first and then the people in your house. One Bible teacher said a mom who would even have a missionary heart and the heart of the Apostle Paul would be willing, this to sacrificial thought, should rather give up even her own salvation for the salvation of her children. You think about that. Any mom or dad should be able to relate to that. I'd rather see the little ones get to know Christ. That's the most important thing. That was the heart of the Apostle Paul. He said, I'd rather my Jewish friends know Christ than even at the peril of my own soul. Jesus had that heart as he went to the cross. He said, I'll be separated from the Father. And he was the only one who had to be separated from God to win others. So the door would be open. And Jesus would say, let the little children come to me. And all of us could put our faith in Christ and know him, become a child of God. A word for mom's identities, which I tried to mention in the membership class. Mom, your primary identity in dad, it's not that you're the daughter of so-and-so. And your primary identity is not that you work for Giant Eagle or wherever you work. And your primary identity is not that you have these little ones that God has brought into your life. Your primary identity is that you are a daughter of God through faith in Christ. That is what is first. That is what will last. That is what will make you an effective mom, an effective worker, a Giant Eagle, and an effective whoever you're married to. You know, that blessed guy there. So God has called you to follow him and be an example. Moms and dads, spiritual moms and dads. And some things that we can do to put into practice having Christ as head of our family. And our families take a beating nowadays. Family life is looked at as a pain, as a trial, as a chore. And it does involve labor, but it's a labor of love and greatest blessing God has given us. So not to idealize a family, but to put it under Christ. First thing we can do is, as moms and spiritual moms and dads, confess Christ as head of your family. He has to come first in all our affections, all our thoughts. Unless the Lord builds the family, we labor in vain. I'm familiar with a group called Teen Challenge that helps young adults. These are folks from 18 to 25 recover from addiction problems. Teen Challenge has a recovery rate of about 80% because they push Christ in the program. Other recovery programs have a recovery rate of about 20%. 80% of the people fall back down. You can go to the best recovery program in any major hospital around here. 80% chance you're going to fall back down. With Christ, it brings a family togetherness. He becomes head of your relationships. So confess Christ as head of the family, your family, whatever struggle is there. Unless the Lord builds the house and the family, they labor in vain. One mom began to put it into practice this way, and this was just her way of being a Christian mom, real simple. She had a little son, Mikey, who was involved in Little League baseball, and Mikey's team had practice Sunday morning, 11 a.m. So mom went to the coach, dad didn't go. Mom went to the coach and said, Mikey won't be at practice on Sunday. And the coach said, oh, you guys going on vacation? And she said, no, we go to church as a family. That was just her natural way and her natural thing to do. And the coach said, he said, I didn't even think of that. No, he was just your average pagan t-ball coach trying to survive another practice of t-ball. That can be a real grueling experience. So you know what the coach did? He called up all the other players and he said, there's no practice on Sunday. So here's a mom. She was just trying to be herself, be who she was in Christ. Christ first, people second, things last. And she impacted not just her own walk with God, but her son's walk with the Lord, much to his dismay. He thought, I'd rather go to the ball game. You know, what 7 or 8 year old wouldn't? So she impacted her life, his life. The dad, now he's on board. And just the whole community was affected just by one faithful gal. Who knows? You know, you might be the kind of Christian who would walk with the Lord like that. God would use you to influence many people just by following Him and just by doing things His way. We had an usher in one of the churches where I served that was, he was a member of the Rules Committee of the PIAA, that's Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association. And he said, high schools and all the public schools, he said, there's a rule that says no practice on Sunday, no games on Sunday. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, is that because it's a Christian group or what? He said, no, it's just because the districts know, hey, coaches need a break. Families need a break. Children need a break. Otherwise, they're going 7 days a week, here, there, and everywhere. And when you take a little bit of time for family life, if you take a little time and end up moving toward the Lord in some manner, everybody gets blessed. Everybody gets blessed. And so it's just like the Lord said to Esther, who knows? You might have been born, you might have been called to a position for such a time as this, just to be a Christian mom and just to say, well, I know what we do. We put the Lord first and people second and things last. And how it makes an impact. It's just a blessing to many, and God is honored. The woman who fears the Lord, the Bible says, is to be praised. She's to be praised. That's a good thing. Seek first God's kingdom, His righteousness, all will be added to you. Confess that Christ is head of the home in real practical ways like that. Second, to confess that my family is surrendered to God for His safekeeping. This is hard for dads and especially moms, because then we have to have our hands open and say, now, my family ultimately belongs to God. And a mom's tendency is when son or daughter is 25, they'll still say, when it's cold out, put your heavy coat on. But God wants them to have the hands open. Maybe let them be cold for a while. They'll figure out how to put a coat on later. But hands are open, given back to God on a daily basis. I knew one faithful Christian parent. When the child would go to school, they would go through this routine. You have your lunch, you have your homework, and all that. Got your backpack, and they would say, follow Jesus. That was their way of blessing them as they went out the door to face whatever they were going to face. And you, moms and dads, you could pray that for your children, whatever age they are. Oh, I hope they do okay here and here and here. And I hope they follow Jesus. Most important thing. Surrender the care of your family to the Lord. That's what Hannah and her husband did in 1 Samuel. They brought the child to God. They said, this child, we didn't bring this child into the world. God gave us this child. So we give the child back to God. And Hannah said this, I give the child to the Lord for his whole life. That's just when he's little, but for his whole life, I give him to the Lord. And that's a blessing, because when we're not there, we can't be there all the time. God is there. When we forget to pray, Jesus is praying for them. on their behalf. When we're not there to guide, God is there to guide. We should have a sense where God gives a bright future to our families. And we might be starting from scratch. We might be starting from rubble. God can bring great growth and life where there is no life. And His presence and power where that was lacking. Because we say, we surrender our key relationships to God. Man, does he make great stories of family life. And none of them are pretty at times, but they're all given to God, and God brings fruit for Himself out of it. Moms can even influence other parts of the family besides the children. I interviewed, one of my jobs as a young pastor was to interview families in the church and say, where are you at with God? And this one question was, who is one of the biggest influences in your life? Who is one of the strongest Christians you know? And I was talking to this man who is pretty rough character. He was quiet in church, but he'd show up occasionally. I said, "And Tom, who's the biggest influence in your life, the strongest Christian you know?" And he looked, without apology, he said, "My wife." I thought he was joking around for a minute, just to poke fun at her. But he was serious. "My wife," he said, "the strongest Christian I know." And how true that is. God can use you, if you're a gal in the house, to influence the whole house, not just the children, but the man also. And when I first became a Christian, I thought everybody else in my household, they should believe in Jesus within 6 months, I'll just preach and give out Bibles and that'll be it. Simple. And they looked at me like, we're not going to listen to you. And so I said, well, I better be quiet. I better try to follow Jesus the way I live, not just what I'm saying. And that was more influence. So God can give the moms that steady, quiet, faithful witness and light to point people to the Lord. That's what happened to a man named Lee Strobel. He writes books about believing in Christ. He's a great speaker. His wife turned to Christ first, and he thought, she seems a little more patient. She seems like there's joy in her life. And he wanted to know about that. First, he tried to disprove that Jesus wasn't real. And then, in his own heart, the evidence was too strong. He knew Christ was real. He gave his own life to Christ. And so God can use you as a mom in the home. It's what Christ will do for you. Let Him nourish you. Let Him build you up with other Christian women friends. And you'll be a shining light in the house, in the whole community for God. That's why on Mother's Day we thank God for you. We honor you and we praise the Lord for your life. And keep walking with the Lord. And it's good to have a godly woman. A woman who fears the Lord. She is to be praised. So we praise you this morning. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for faithful moms. They come from a faithful Lord. Keep building them up, Lord, with godly qualities. We admire them. We honor them today. And help them to follow you always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.